The United States Tennis Association's national campus is located at Lake Nona, Florida, where a significant amount of positive activity has been happening. Joining us today to talk about this and more is Chief Executive of the USTA National Campus, Kurt Camperman. Kurt, before we get to the current news, it's been a year since the USTA's national campus moved to Florida. So would you still choose Florida if you were to do it all over again?
We absolutely would pick Florida again. But that said, we would absolutely pick Orlando again. The collaborative business climate here in Orlando, the proximity of the airport, the weather, without question, Florida was the right choice. Orlando was the right choice. And maybe more importantly than anything else, having Tavistock as our partner was the right choice. We couldn't be more excited to be part of their vision for Lake Nona moving forward. We're more excited today than when we made the decision to move here.
You know, it's not without good reason, but obviously a lot of people think of theme parks and the beach. But the USTA National Campus in Lake Nona has been hosting a lot of large events, and you've had a record number of tourists visiting the state. So share what's going on that's drawing the large crowds, not just to the beaches and the theme parks, but to the facility.
Yeah, we've been open 16 months, and we've had a little over 250,000 visitors, all 50 states, over 50 countries, and that's everything from young kids, 4 and 5 years old, to tennis players 90 and over from other countries. It's, 250,000 is maybe a couple good days at some of the theme parks, but for a tennis facility, it's huge. These people are coming to play in the events that we host. We've hosted 120 events of all kinds, from 10 and under to 90 and over, wheelchair events, pro circuit events, high school events. We've had, each of the last 2 years, we've had 350 unique college teams come here to play matches. But just as exciting is how the local community has embraced us. We've got 1,000 participants a week in our local programs, and that is just as gratifying. And we have programs, a lot of people think it's just for the high performance player, but we have clinics for the VA hospital. We have a buddy up clinic for Down syndrome athletes. We have an acing autism program. We have wheelchair clinics for athletes in chairs. It's really exciting to see how many different people we've been able to turn on to tennis.
Kurt, a lot of the people listening to the podcast right now, and I'll go so far as to say the overwhelming majority, are business leaders throughout the state of Florida. What would you want them to know about the USTA's campus and other things that you have going on there?
The USTA's national campus, the ROI we're looking for is not revenue. It's developing more tennis players. And we're also here because we want to be a hub of innovation. You know, if you're in the youth sports business today, you can't deliver the sport the same way you did 20 years ago. In 2007, when the smartphone came out, the world changed. And a 9-year-old today had an iPad at 3 and a cell phone at 6. And we know if we want to continue to attract the next generation of players, we needed to create a hub of innovation, and that's what the campus is here to do.
If I were to ask you, it's perhaps my favorite question in this series of podcasts that I'm privileged to host, what does free enterprise mean to you, Kurt?
It means a level playing field where businesses succeed based on their own efforts and merit, you know, not having the government of any type intervene in that. You know, I'm from Ohio originally, so I'm obviously watching the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics in a great series. And if there was a sports analogy for this answer, it's in a big game, don't let the officials influence the outcome. If there's egregious fouls, call them. But in a game like this, same as in business, you shouldn't be calling touch fouls. And that's what free enterprise means to me.